you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 12th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The Los Angeles City Council approved a motion yesterday to explore what further consequences it can impose on a censured member. District 14 Councilmember Kevin De Leon was censured in October, not long after his involvement in a racist conversation that surfaced in a leaked tape. De Leon spoke to the council for the first time since his self-exile last year. He said he has a track record of uplifting and empowering communities, and a censure could damage that.
This is a real slippery slope that could potentially harm, in a real way, the city's most vulnerable residents, and not just potentially in City 14, but also to throughout the city of LA.
Councilmember Eunices Hernandez, who represents the 1st District, responded saying the motion is about exploring what steps the council can take to hold a council member accountable when they refuse to take responsibility for their actions. At a press conference yesterday, LAPD Chief Michael Moore questioned officers' actions leading to the fatal shooting of 45-year-old Takar Smith. KPCC's Robert Garova reports.
Officers shot and killed Smith on January 2nd after he allegedly armed himself with a kitchen knife inside a home. In audio released by the LAPD, a caller can be heard telling dispatchers that Smith lives with schizophrenia and hasn't been taking his medication. Moore expressed dissatisfaction that the LAPD's specially trained teams, made up of an armed officer and a mental health clinician, were not called to the scene. Melina Abdullah of Black Lives Matter Grassroots was outside LAPD headquarters after Moore spoke.
It's very easy to get to the solution that we need police out of mental health calls, we need police out of traffic stops, and we need to invest those dollars in mental health resources.
According to Chief Moore, of 31 LAPD shootings last year, 11 involved someone perceived to have a mental illness. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
A federally funded hotel program that sheltered unhoused people during the pandemic is set to close its last site in L.A. at the end of the month. But KPCC's Phoenix So says some residents at the L.A. Grand Hotel downtown have received mixed signals about when they have to vacate. And the mayor's office has indicated plans could change.
I spoke to two people who say they were given move-out dates that were not enforced. Another person says this week, staff told her suddenly that an Uber was coming to move her to a congregate shelter. LA Mayor Karen Bass has said she wants to use hotels to house people more quickly. But her spokesperson wouldn't say whether the LA Grand Hotel will stay open beyond January, saying plans continue to evolve.
About 130 people are still living at the hotel. Some worry they could end up back on the streets. For more on this story, go to laist.com. That's laist.com. The Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority is making changes to its annual homeless count to improve training and data accuracy. That includes using a new app designed to count unsheltered people. It's also simplifying volunteer training by offering in-person or online training. If you'd like to participate, just visit theywillcountyou.org. More wet weather is coming this weekend, and disaster teams are using the break in the storms to clean up and brace for more. KPCC's Jill Replegal says the storm hit the small, unincorporated community of La Conchita in Ventura County very hard. In 2005, a landslide there killed 10 people after 8 inches of rainfall over a two-week period.
And over the past 2 weeks, the area has received a little more than that in rainfall. And, you know, the county long ago declared that area a geological hazard zone, and they've said public safety personnel have no way of predicting if or when the hillside could fail. Thus far, everything's okay, but more rain is coming in a few days.
That was KPCC's Jill Replegal. There are still road closures in parts of Southern California due to the storm. Find out more on LAist.com. As Southern California scrambles to clean up and repair widespread storm damage, LA health officials are asking residents to stay out of the water. As KPCC's Jackie Fortier reports, it can make you sick.
LA Public Health has issued an ocean water advisory until at least Friday. The storms brought torrential rain, swelling streams, and storm drains. The water running over streets and sidewalks is likely to contain chemicals, bacteria, and trash, contaminating beaches as it flows into the ocean. A recent study out of UCLA examined water quality at popular SoCal beaches after storms. Researchers found that people should stay out of the ocean for at least 5 days after rainfall to avoid getting sick. Pathogens in the polluted water can cause gastrointestinal illness, respiratory problems, and skin rashes. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
And after a big storm, soil saturation can be a huge concern, not just for the mud and debris flows, but also for fallen trees. Craig Little with the LA County Fire Department says now's the time for residents to check their trees.
If your homeowners be vigilant of your trees and the uprooting of them due to the soft soil, just really check that out.
So if the ground surrounding a tree is loose, that's a sign to call for an inspection by LA County Public Works, 800-675-4357. We have that number and a storm prep checklist on LAS.com with tips on what to do during this break between storms. Natural gas prices are more than double over last month. SoCal Gas says partly to blame is the December cold snap that made a $65 bill now $160. But Severin Borenstein with the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley says there may be a different reason.
Natural gas prices in the middle of the country in the east are actually pretty low compared to earlier in the year. And anytime you see these huge price differentials between California and elsewhere in the country, that means there's a pipeline problem.
Borenstein says expect to see other surges in utility bills.
The utilities are also paying more to buy electricity because the prices for electricity in the wholesale market have spiked. And so we're going to start seeing this show up in our electricity bills as well. And for low-income families, this is really going to be a strain.
SoCal Gas has assistance programs for customers who qualify. It also has an alert system available to all customers to help them manage their energy usage. The IRS is offering some relief to taxpayers across Southern California and other areas hit by recent storms. The agency says taxpayers in 31 of the state's 58 counties that are covered under a federal emergency declaration will have until May 15th to file their taxes. The extended filing deadline includes LA, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ventura counties. The IRS says if your address is within a disaster area, there's no need to ask for an extension or alert the agency that you're filing late. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.